How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on this Friday?
Bill. Real quick, I did drive by there the other day, and I'm with Steve on that. It's really not incredible stone.
It's nice stone.
There's not a lot of it. Because Jake always describes it as
if it's a nice stone.
I expected a fortress.
I did. I was expecting to get, like, we're on Yellowstone. We're in Montana. I thought we were in Montana.
Oh, and there's it's very little, Lincoln.
Yeah, it's very Lincoln, but it looks very nice. It's very
stone.
Is there any stone in the buildings around it, though?
Stop selling this.
It stands out. It's the most stone in the area.
All the next to it is like that, whatever, Eat Fresh or something.
Yeah, there's a Popeyes next to it.
Yeah, right there in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no stone there. That's brick.
Yeah.
See?
Bill.
Is it Papa Murphy's Pizza?
Yeah, that'd be just further south.
Just further south.
Yeah. Jake knows all this stuff.
I live in that area.
That's his area. He has that stuff right there.
We pay close attention.
We're not really going to do with what's going on. We're going to do with what's went on at the bank. Something historical happened yesterday. Yesterday was the Secret Santa gift exchange.
Yes.
Where you draw names. This is amongst the coworkers at Midwest Bank that Shin Daddy was in charge of. He set the whole thing up. Well, the one thing that came up that no one ever knew about until last night, maybe later on if it ever did come up, was that Shin Daddy selected his own name and didn't tell anybody and gave himself like $1,000 worth of gifts. Is he's opening them up? That's not like him. Just incredible gifts to himself, and as people are watching this, it's like, who got these gifts for Shin Daddy? And he got them for himself. It was brilliant.
How did it come to light?
It's a brilliant idea. I'm not sure how it all came to light at the end, but I think eventually it finally figured out that it was like they started naming names. I had Connie. I had
nobody hold it. Had its name.
All of a sudden, nobody held it. Nobody had Steve's name. Everybody's kind of looking around. Nobody had his name. He had his own name.
What are we saying here?
I think it was a level of brilliance. Anytime if you draw names, your own name, keep it. Spend the money on yourself and get the gift that you want. And then he went.
It's a season of giving.
The season
of giving to yourself.
Well, no one else got shorted a gift.
Okay.
So no one else. One person that was
sort of out of character.
It was being a character. It was He was out of character, but he was being a character. I think that would always
good
be
spin,
that,
Bill.
That would always hit me as funny if somebody got their own name and then didn't say it. Instead of, what's your first reaction when you get your own name? Hey, put it back in. Hey, guys, I drew my own name. Instead, it's like, no, I'll take that. God is brilliant. Shin Daddy.
He gifted himself.
In a rare sort of moment of what selfishness. I mean, come on.
You can't be perfect all the time. I mean, come on. That's fun. That's just fun, though, yeah, Shin Daddy. Yeah.
No one got shorted an incredible gift.
Okay, yeah. You're selling it fine.
Yes, I'm selling it fine like that, yes. I
look at him a little different right now.
Chubby Rhino says, I drew pork chop last night.
Did he?
He drew pork chop.
Drew pork chop?
At the bank.
Do these all know each other?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Of course we do.
Chubby Rhino and pork chop?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know they're Pender related?
Yes. No, they're Creighton related.
Creighton.
The banks in Creighton, Steve.
Okay, all these guys. Chubby Rhino?
Chubby Rhino.
Yeah. It's part
of the...
He
drew Pork Chop.
I wonder what he got
Secret
Pork
Santa.
Chop. Yeah.
What'd you know him? Pork Chop.
Absolutely, yeah. I know Pork Chop. And he's the one that got the name Pork Chop because they had to hold the bus. He was the student manager because his mom was bringing him a pork chop sandwich from the convenience store.
And so it stuck with him for life.
Pork chop sandwiches?
Yes, yeah. So he had to wait for his mom to bring the pork chop sandwich.
I've never had one.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
It does. It must be like you had pork chops for dinner.
You make it into a sandwich.
Yeah, and you didn't eat it all.
Yeah, you don't see, that's something you don't see much of as a pork chop. You still know. No. When was the last time you were out and you ordered a pork chop?
We ate them a lot as a kid.
Yeah, we had pork chops around.
And it was always paired with green beans.
Yes.
So it was pairing. Always good That's news, good bad pairing. News.
Was it a pillin' pig?
I don't know that.
Could have been right there.
I mean, I was young, and I don't know. I didn't.
That's your area.
Yeah,
That's
but we had area. Pork chops a lot, and I would always look forward to it. Heavily salted.
Yes.
Thank you to Shindaddy Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always, of the show.
Yeah.
Matt Rule spoke yesterday.
I like a lot of salt on my pork chop.
Well, Matt Rule spoke yesterday, Sip.
Yeah, go.
To media, and we have got some quotes from Matt Rule.
Okay, so yeah, we didn't really cover it, but he did talk about why he hired John Butler as the DC. He talked about the Borkature. What else was it?
And Phil Snow.
Yeah, and now here's the thing about Phil Snow. I aired a little bit. He handled it very gracefully, and I appreciated it. I asked him about Phil Snow. Now, Phil Snow hasn't been officially hired, so you can get to that.
Okay.
I want to make something
what
clear.
What was your question? Yeah. I'll play.
I said, can you talk about the role of Phil Snow? What role he play? And?
Well, he's not officially hired, so I can't really talk about him. Right. What I will say is if I did hire someone in a sort of like a elder statesman role, you know, like some of the – I talked to a Hall of Fame coach, and he always talked to me about having someone like that. And you know, John's been a coordinator before. John needs no help. I don't believe that, but I do think in today's college football, when you're like looking around, this job as a head coach is a juggernaut. There's way more to do here than I had to do in the NFL. And so having someone over there on defense, seeing the big picture, you know, whether it's portal evaluations or evaluating your own guys or making sure at the end of the day we're still doing the old school fundamentals of running to the ball and tackling. I thought our tackling has fallen off this year. I don't think we played as hard this year running to the balls maybe we had the year before in some areas. And so I want someone kind of a big picture person that can help and assist in those areas. I have no doubt about John Butler's ability to game plan and to put us in the best position possible. But it's kind of those developmental fundamental principles and building blocks that I want to make sure as I have a whole new staff on defense that there's someone in there who believes what I believe. You know, as I said, Coach Snow's not hired yet. When I did work with him, you know, at Baylor, I mean, he was probably one of the top, he was a Broyles finalist that last year at Baylor. And we had the second year in the NFL, he had the number two ranked defense. So he's obviously someone I trust. But I just think it's more about that role. I want someone like that to help me oversee it. You know, so you think about me right now, I've got Daniel Holgorsen as my offensive coordinator, who's been a head coach and been a longtime OC. I've got John Butler, who's been a DBC before, who's been in the NFL, who knows how to evaluate, especially in this portal era. And if I can have another elder statesman type person in there in that role, I think it frees me up to be as involved as I want to be, or as I can be. Because there's some days, guys, that I don't do any football. And I'd say there's probably more days than not that I don't do any football. And so, like, even right now, bowl practice, I'm doing the best I can to get ready for the bowl. But I'm spending a lot of time, you know, a lot of time. And I talked to a lot of other head coaches, like, who maybe they've made offers to guys on our team. And when I talk to them about, you know, the guy on our team, they haven't even watched him yet. Like, they're letting a personnel department do it. And so I don't ever want to get in that mix. You know, I don't ever want to not be involved with who's coming and joining our team.
Geez, there's a lot there, but that part where he said, it raised your eyebrows, Jake, where he said we didn't run to the ball as well this year. What else? He didn't run to the ball, and there's one other thing. But he also said yesterday in passing.
Didn't tackle as well,
didn't run as hard to the ball. And he did say we took a step back in some areas on defense. Interesting. They did. I mean, I've tried to emphasize they were 54th nationally in yards per play allowed, which is what I – if I was going to look at three stats, that's one of them, yards per play, because you can't really explain it away, you know. And they were 54th. Now, see, it's interesting, though, Bill, because they were 54th in yards per play. Then you'd say, but Sip, they were in total defense, they were 19th. So what's the deal? Yeah. You know,
Why are the total defense sometimes can get a little skewed, but not really. Like I say all the time, once it gets about week eight, that's when who you are. Because sometimes week two or three, it's like, who have you played? What's going on? And so, you know, they played some teams that allowed them to have some tremendous days because they played really well, and the offense was not. So if you're playing at Purdue, you know, struggles. They only scored in one game. They didn't, their last game of the season, they didn't score a point. And so
great.
It was 52-0. So yeah. Sometimes that helps you in your numbers a little bit. And so, but the yards per play or something that always comes up. Like I said, but you never look at total numbers. If a team rushes for 290 yards against you, like going, oh, that's terrible. But they threw for 9. No, that's a pretty good. They held them to 300 yards.
Right.
Totally. So that's where things sometimes people get all jacked up.
Right.
I've been on teams before where it's like, man, their pass defense is really good.
Uh-huh.
You know, yards per game, you're really good. Yeah, because we couldn't stop the run.
Exactly.
They just handed the ball off every time.
And exactly. You got to be careful with that.
So you got to be really caught. But so that's why total defense is pretty. That's
okay.
That's pretty good to look at.
I go total defense yards per play.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then he did answer the question of why John Butler as the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it was very, very, very methodical. I talked to John about his vision. I interviewed probably 5 people, 6 people. There were a lot of parameters to me that mattered, the least of which was the optics. You know, I was like, I didn't care about making a splash or anything like that. I wanted to make the right decision. As I've said, you know, Coach Kevin McGarry, who's been here the last couple of years, you know, I think he told one of the candidates, you know, that coming here is a defensive coordinator's dream. You know, we practice a certain way, we play a certain way. So I wanted to get the right person. I talked to a lot of great candidates. There was a ton of interest from sitting defensive coordinators. I thought I really like what we've done the last 2 years. You know, I thought we maybe took a step back defensively a little bit this year in some areas.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
New deals on last-minute holiday finds just dropped at Lowe's. Save $600 on a Whirlpool fingerprint-resistant stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator. Plus, my Lowe's Rewards members save $50 on an Allen & Roth Brighton pull-down kitchen faucet. Your choice of finishes for $79. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
But I like what we've done. I like the overall general philosophy. And so, but to win moving forward, and this is something that, you know, a mentor of mine, Phil Snow, said to me. He said, you know, Matt, to win moving forward, you know, the things we're doing, the havoc that we're creating is great on, you know, third down, excuse me, first and second down. To be great moving forward on third down, you know, some of the stuff that we've done in the NFL, you know, third down packages, second and long packages versus the teams who can really throw it. Like, you know, we can go out, we play good against Iowa, but, you know, Iowa's a running team. You know, to be able to stop the offenses that we're going to need to stop, that can drop back and spin the ball, we're going to need some advanced, I think, defense on third down, 2-minute, red zone. As I went through that, you know, John had the top secondary in the NFL for 5 years. There was a lot of outpouring from our current players, guys I really respect. And, you know, I'm not going to make that decision because of that, but I think they felt like some of the current guys in the secondary felt like after 3 or 4 years in college, John had brought a professionalism and a next level mentality to them that they thought was going to prepare them for the next level. some of them had no business, you know, they're leaving, so they didn't have to say that to me. So I think it was just a combination of who can add to what we're already doing at a high level, who can bring some things secondary-wise to really help us, and who someone, after working with John Freer, I thought he was really, really professional, really good to work with, great evaluator, and excited for him.
Okay, the real number there is, he coached for the Buffalo Bills. He's a secondary coach. The Bills had a top five pass defense in five of his six seasons. So that's real. That's a real thing to me. Hmm. That's a real number. And then, you know, he wanted to lead a defense. So here's his chance. I don't know what Phil Snow's involvement will be. He'll be involved. But, this is Butler's defense now. Still got to hire a secondary coach. So that's that.
I thought it was an interesting couple quotes there.
Which ones?
So both of those, because both times he took somewhat of a shot at the defense this year. He said, yeah, it was good, but it dropped off.
A couple areas. Yeah, it was interesting to me, too.
But he wants to keep the same philosophy with John Butler as they had, but they dropped off a little bit this past
year. Well, he enumerated three areas. Third down, 2 minute, and red zone. So that's all passing type stuff, right? Back end stuff.
Yeah, red zone is can be, like I said, that's always, not as much. You're judged heavily in the red zone, both sides of the ball. Like that, and if you hold in the field goals, you win games. Field goals don't beat you. Touchdowns beat you. And the same thing on offense. You have to score touchdowns. You're in the red zone. You got to score touchdowns. I mean, you look at someone says, oh, this is their percentage of scoring in the red zone. No one cares about that. What's your percentage of touchdowns in the red zone?
That's what people care about. 100.
It's like, oh yeah, we scored at like 94%. But we kicked nothing but field goals. Right. We got down there, we couldn't score. We kicked field goals. Our field kicker was really good. That's great. Score touchdowns. So that's how things are changed.
So yeah, he's talking about though better defending in the 2 minute, better defending 2 minute offense. That's passing. Yeah. They're throwing 90% of the time in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Third down, a lot of it. He's talking about they just. I don't need to do a statistical analysis. I know what I see. I just sit up there the last two seasons, not just this season, and said they just don't get off the field. They're not getting off the field again. They're not, they kind of bend, don't break. There's that element, but they don't get off the field enough. And that's what they're addressing here. That's what they're trying to address.
Was there any, you guys cover this way closer, especially because you're at the game.
I watch every single play.
Yeah, every single play. And I don't see every single play. Was there, it doesn't flash in my head of a 2 minute where it got botched.
Botched defensively, Nebraska's defense.
Yeah, where there was a 2 minute drive and they went down the field and beat you, or went down the field at the end of the half and gave up.
Think of a
Ohio State.
Indiana have a 2 minute. I mean, that game was already a lost cause at that point.
Right.
Indiana, I think, did have a 2 minute drill on Nebraska
late in the first half.
First half.
Yeah, you saw it in the first halves. Well, did Illinois have a 2 minute? No, they didn't. Nebraska botched theirs. A lot of times it's been Nebraska's offense, not, it's 2 minute offense.
I just didn't remember off the top of my head where it's like, God, they just took it. Minute 48 took it right down the field and got a late score in the half or in the deal. But obviously there's something there because he mentioned it.
Yeah,
that's why I was asking.
I'm more.
Did USC
what resonates
one?
Maybe resonate. What resonates with me more is the third down. They just don't get off the field, and it goes to last year when guys would say to me, "That's an elite defense, Sipple," and I'd be like, "No, it wasn't an elite defense because they didn't get off the field."
What was their numbers? Do you have any idea?
They're top 15.
What's that? No, third down. What was their third down numbers?
I don't know what they were. The percentage wasn't great. It was in the 30s. Okay. It was good-ish. Right. It was good-ish.
Iowa game helped. I was 0 for 10 on third down.
This year, but I'm talking about last year.
Gotcha.
Last year when the stats suggested elite, I suggested, well, they didn't get off the field against Michigan State. They didn't get off the field against Maryland. They didn't get off the field against Iowa. And they didn't get off the field against Wisconsin.
All November.
So,
game,
I mean,
by the way.
What are we talking? Are we talking about elite now? Yeah. I don't think so. They couldn't. You could spin it. And it's just like anything, Bill, with stats. You can spin stats and you could spin them into, they were elite. No, they finished, 5-7?
Yes.
And they didn't get, and the defense was culpable at times. It wasn't perfect defense. Now, you would say, if you're smart, Well, Stipple, they got put in horrible positions by the offense because they because their turnover ratio was awful. Well, they didn't force enough turnovers either.
Yeah, that makes it makes sense. It yeah. does. It yeah. makes sense.
They weren't elite. They were good. Thank you. Borkature.
I don't have time for that. It's like a 2.5 minute clip. You want to paraphrase that for us?
What do you say about it? I can't remember. I mean,
what do you mean about Borkature? It's a long quote.
That it wasn't. I mean, I guess the nutshell is I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. They would welcome him back, yeah. Borkature. I think it goes to Norvell's comments. I think kids, they hear stuff. And he's hearing from Alabama, Borkature. I mean, he's marketable. He's got six. He had six catches last year. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Six catches for 102 yards. But there's big teams that are after him. Wouldn't shock me if he comes back. Wouldn't no. shock me.
Would it shock you went to Alabama?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'd
be stunned by that. Six catches this year.
I have a little bit of a void, guys, in that I cover a team. I don't cover the national picture, so I don't know what everything buddy's looking for out there. You know, I don't know what Alabama's needs are. Do they need a tight end? I don't know. Do they?
No.
Yeah. No idea.
No idea.
Tariq Gilbert's out there.
Yes, he's available. He's in the portal.
But anyway, that
1.5 wins.
Yeah, I don't. But I. It's tricky. That portal discussion is odd right now. It's
also, I don't think it's a, in general, I think the way locker rooms are now, I think in the past would have been someone went in the portal, the first thing would be like, that's great, see you later. I don't think that's the case now.
Nope.
I think it's more kind of like, they went out and they got this and now.
Go get yours, brother.
Yeah, now they're coming back and it's okay too.
Yep.
So that's just the way things are that it happens.
Now. I think it's very accepting in the locker room is what you're saying. Whereas when we were growing up, it probably would not have been as accepting.
I don't think that would have been as accepting. If all of a sudden someone goes, I'm going to look around for a little bit.
Oh,
see
yeah,
what's going on. And be like, okay, that's fine, but just see you later.
Yeah.
We're here together. We're going to do this. Now it's not that way.
I think it's like 100.
But again, that's the part where you cannot be mad at the players.
Nope.
Can't be. The life has changed. Yep. Things are different.
It's a different world.
Because like you said, it's the same way. I think Coach Rule said that. Boy, don't be negative about the portal. So he goes in the portal. Borkature does like that. And you just lose your mind. It's like, well, we're recruiting the portal kids. We're recruiting a bunch to come here. So we're praying to God they go in the portal so we can get them to come here.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's like, no.
It can become really hypocritical,
right? All of a sudden it's going like that, like, okay, no one can leave. We're going to bring a bunch of new guys in through the portal. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
Hypocrisy. Yeah. Got to be careful.
Before we get to break, the three words you do not want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked. Ooh. It's the worst.
Just shiver down my spine. I don't like that.
Laura doesn't want to hear that coming from the kitchen.
No, you don't want to hear that also.
Or the garage.
Anywhere. You just start yelling out, I've been hacked. Oh. Laura.
That's never good.
It's never good.
Ever. Oh. Ever. If you want to avoid that.
What's that, ransom? People holding your stuff for ransom?
Ransom.
People are
I got nothing. No, exactly. It would be ransom.
People, we're safe on this one. Right now, me and Steve Sipple.
You guys are fine.
Hey, listen, I'm going to let you know what's going on Facebook and take this. I won't hijack you anymore, but I'm going to need some stuff from you. What do you need? I don't have anything.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Got I won't some be on, change over here.
Yeah, I won't be on this anymore. That's fine.
Anyway,
well
who are these people?
I Applied Connective Technologies. They are Nebraska's preferred tech partner in
number one.
All 93 counties
number one.
Of the state. They manage audio and video. They manage all sorts of infrastructure, IT, cybersecurity, everything. It's your one-stop shop for tech solutions. Stop looking at different places. It's one place.
One stop. Physical.
Physical security.
Physical security.
Applied.
They will bring in bouncers. They will bring in a large bus full of bouncers, and they'll protect protect everything around your business.
Black with tinted windows. Get ready when the people come out.
Wow. Suburbans. Yeah. Big Suburbans will pull up and they get out. Good night.
Website for a free consultation is AppliedConnective.com. Check them out today and make IT simple.
Thanks,
Jake. Don't get hacked. When we come back, a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning
and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.